Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Werber applying the tag. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blaeholder, and towards Levy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Blaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaholder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy is hit by the pitch. Blaholder moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Shea scores. Blaholder moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver bunts in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Alexander trying to get to home. West throws the ball into Melillo, who relays the ball to Shea, who tags Alexander, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blaeholder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blaeholder moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Campbell moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Garms moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive towards third. Gullick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blaeholder for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Levy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. West reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch runs for Sam West. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing center field. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. McManus reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander is walked intentionally. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seeds bunts towards third. Gullick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Alexander moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 3 in the game. Pipgras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Alexander scores. Seeds moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds now playing left field. Debs Garms now playing center field. Sam Gray now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Seeds scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 3 in the game. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras juggles the ball. That's an error on Pipgras. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gullick moves to second. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Sam Gray. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Levy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.